People talk about the great American novel, right? But what about the great American opera? That honor may just go to Susanna, written by Carlyle Floyd, who died Thursday at the age of 95. Floyd's operas examine the post-Civil War South, the Great Depression, and small-town life. NPR's Tom Heisinger has this remembrance.
Susanna was the third of more than a dozen operas composed by Carlyle Floyd, and it would remain his greatest success.
Trees and the mountains are cold and bare.
Floyd was only 28 when Susanna debuted in 1955. In college, he was a pianist and a playwright until he began thinking about mixing his own words and music together, as he told NPR in 2000.
When I started out in this business in the 40s as a kid, really, what I felt that I would love to help develop was a serious musical theater, create our own musical theater for our own time and for our own audiences.
Susanna, set in the South and based on a biblical story, was serious musical theater. But the late Phyllis Curtin, who created the title role, told the National Endowment for the Arts in 2008 that not everyone thought so at the time.
Carlyle's opera was largely being called by all kinds of people a folk opera. Now, why a folk opera?
Well, maybe it was just a northern classical music establishment bias against Floyd. He grew up in South Carolina, the son of a Methodist minister. Or it might have been because Susanna includes music like this.
Oh, Jaybird sitting on a hickory limb. He winked at me and I winked at him. I picked up a brick bat and hit him on the chin. Look at here, little boy, don't you do that again. Oh, Jaybird sitting on a hickory limb. He winked at me and I winked at him.
Sounds like a folk song, but it's not. It's Carlyle Floyd's music. The words, however, come from Floyd's childhood.
It's a bit of Southern doggerel that my grandfather used to sing to me when I was a kid, actually. Yeah, but I thought it was hilarious.
Susanna not only put Floyd's name on the operatic map, but it also inspired a younger generation of singers and administrators, like David Gockley, who mounted a production of the work as soon as he became Houston Grand Opera's general director in 1972.
Susanna convinced me that there was the opportunity to have an American opera repertoire.
In 2000, Gockley debuted Floyd's Cold, Sassy Tree, another opera set in the South. Soprano Patricia Rosette sang a lead role in the world premiere. Via Skype, she calls singing Floyd's distinctly American operas a gift.
Those stories are ours. I relish when I get a chance to be part of storytelling that is my own heritage.
Although Cold Sassy Tree is a comedy, Rosette says her first big scene is filled with the drama of escaping poverty.
The marriage of text and music was so essential to him. It wasn't simply underscoring the text or trying to bring it alive.
And that was especially true for Floyd's Susanna and its big aria, Ain't It a Pretty Night, says soprano Phyllis Curtin.
Ain't It a Pretty Night is perhaps one of the most natural expressions of anything that I ever sang.
The aria has been sung by countless sopranos, and a few of them once gave Carlyle Floyd the compliment of a lifetime.
I was told by some singers in New York recently, they said, do you know what we call Ain't It a Pretty Night now? It's the soprano's national anthem.
Just another reason why the late Carlyle Floyd's Susanna might just be the great American opera. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.